Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Limits, are we good on Bob Walk or are we having phone issues?
So we are having some phone issues. I was talking to Bob. I was communicating him about 25 minutes ago, just making sure he was good to go. And he said yes. And I called him a couple of times and it sounds like the phone has been picked up, but then there's nothing I hear on the other end. So
this feels very sad.
I'm very sad about it.
Donnie Chedrick, on his way out today, said part of this Popovich story is now that he's moved on and upstairs to take a front office job with the San Antonio Spurs, guess who the longest tenured coach with one team in American sports is? Limits? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you answer?
Could you repeat, please? I was trying to get Bob again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked in there and you were frozen like something horrible had happened. Longest tenured coach in American sports with one team now that Popovich has moved upstairs.
Got to be Mike Tomlin.
It is Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Is that incredible or what?
Well, I mean, you're talking about nearly two decades with Tomlin now. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Popovich was, man, dating back pretty much the entire generation, right? Back to the Tim Duncan, David Robinson early days.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that Popovich didn't step away a couple years ago. His health has been failing him. The Spurs haven't really been any good the last couple years. This year they were okay. They're getting there with Wembanyama. But I was more concerned for his health. I don't think he should even be behind the bench right
now
coaching.
And then, you know, I don't think I can do any more Tomlin talk. I think I'm Tomlin talked out. I just am. Do we have Bob or what is happening?
No, I'm going to try him one more time.
How about Crowley going on the air today with concern about Skeens? And Jason Mackey, is this a direct response to, he was on the show today
yes.
with Crowley. He's written a column saying concern over Paul Skeens is silly and feels like more misplaced pirate frustration. Is this a direct shot from Mackey to Crowley?
I think it is, and that's kind of the way I interpreted it.
It might be. I don't know, but Mackey goes deep here. Freaking out over this feels like a case of misplaced pirate frustration. Let the kid do his thing without slathering it in negativity. Take that, Crowley. There's been plenty of that already. All right. And he does bring out some of the numbers here with Skeens. And yeah, I mean, we talked about this earlier with Donnie. I don't think anybody's concerned like he's not good. Of course, he's really, really good. But the velocity is a tick off and the strikeout rate is down. And we're just wondering why. That's all. That's all. I don't think any. I think Mackey may have created a straw man here. I don't think anybody, even Crowley, is freaking out over Paul Skeens. I honestly don't think that. But I do think that it's a topic of discussion. Right? Coming off yesterday's start?
We might as well ask Bob. We have him.
That's absolutely perfect. But the Mackey Crowley Maybe media.
Ooh, media feud.
Maybe media feud has begun.
Well, I think that might have got squashed like a bug when Mackey joined them this morning. I think they hashed it out a little bit.
No, they didn't. Actually, that's when the whole thing spawned. That's when Crowley said he's concerned about Skeens. And then since then, Mackey has come out with the column crushing anybody who's concerned about Skeens. And Crowley might be the only one.
Well, because Crowley tweeted at 6:15 this morning, Skeens was the NL Cy Young favorite coming into the year. If the Pirates were even going to sniff contention, they need to win a vast majority of his starts. They are 3-4 on days he pitches. And then he puts whispers in asterisks. I don't pronounce that word correctly, do I?
Whispers or asterisks?
The second one.
No, you don't.
No. He needs to be much better, is what Crowley said about Skeens.
Okay. And I think that's what Mackey is reacting to. And I think we have a budding feud on our hands. But yes, let's ask Bob Walk, who would know better than a guy who did it and did it really well at the highest level. Bob Walk is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, good to talk to you again. We're talking about Skeens, and just some of us are just, you know, it's a topic of conversation. The strikeout number's down. Why is that? Is that about approach? Is it about something else? Crowley is actually concerned. Where do you stand on Skeens right now?
Well, I got in there on the end of what you were saying, and I heard you say, I think I just got the last half of a sentence you were saying, and it said, but it should be a topic, a conversation. And I definitely understand that. I agree with that, that everything is game for a topic discussion. I mean, this is a talk show, right? That is what you guys do. So
that is what we do, yes.
Yeah, so not talking about it would make no sense to me whatsoever.
that would be problematic, yes.
Yeah, you got to bring this kind of stuff up. And, you know, anytime there's a little puff of smoke somewhere. Yeah. It's like, oh, over here, is there a fire? So I get that all completely 100%. Am I going to use the word concerned? Certainly not at this point. Definitely not concerned. He is and will be one of the best pitchers in the National League. Is there some things that maybe he's trying to do differently this year? Because of experiences last year and what he thinks he needs to do to, you know, be a 200 inning pitcher this season. I don't know. He probably is making a few little changes, maybe some strategy changes, maybe trying to be a little more efficient, not get outs without having to throw so many pitches, which, you know, if you're going to be striking out a ton of guys, you're going to have to throw, 120 pitches a game maybe. And used to be, that was okay. Power pitchers did that, and nobody batted an eye to it. But they won't let you do that nowadays. So, you know, maybe he's trying a few different things out there to get more ground balls, maybe just more soft contact, get out of some a couple innings a game with a single digits in pitches. You know, have a 7-pitch inning every now and then. That will help him go further in ball games, get more wins. Will win more games if he starts, if he does. Control his pitch count earlier in ball games. Now, how does he do that? That's probably the thing that's up for discussion and should be talked about. It's not the easiest thing in the world just to say, well, I'm going to be more efficient. It's hard to do. You have to have great command to do that, because you basically now you're going to make sure you live out on the edges. You're not going to just rely on good stuff. You're trying to maybe get a few more chases out of the strike zone so that they don't just foul the ball off, stay out of those at-bats where somebody gets 5 foul balls off you. Those are the kind of things you can try to do to be more efficient. And I think that is as logical an explanation as what's going on with him as anything else. I see absolutely nothing wrong with him. Up until that one inning where he gave up 3 home runs, he'd given up 1 home run the entire year to this point. The whole first month of the season, he gave up 1 home run. So it's nothing to fear, but I certainly think it's fair game to talk about any of this stuff. I mean, that's one of the interesting things about the game of baseball is to watch the game and then, you know, later on, whether it's at the water cooler or, you know, with your neighbor mowing the yard or on the radio with you guys to talk about the game and what might be going on and what you saw. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, if you want to weigh in, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Yeah, the most interesting thing for me, Bob, is that the strikeouts are down by about 3 per game. And that, rather than, quote, concern, that has me curious about what you're talking about, which is his approach.
Is that by design?
Yes.
I think that's kind of where we're going at with this conversation.
Yes.
And I don't really know that. You know, one of the things that has to be mixed in there is one of his starts were against the Cubs. And the Cubs have gone back to a hitting strategy that was popular back when I played, where they're not going up there and looking for walks and looking for deep counts and stuff that became really popular. And, you know, once we got into this century we're in now, I see them, as soon as they see a strike that they think they can hit with the head of the bat, even though it's not a torpedo bat, it's an old school bat, they rush out there and try to make good hard contact. And, you know, we saw a couple of times in innings over these last 3 games where they made quick outs and we were able to get out of there with that 6-7 pitch inning. But what it makes it very difficult to do when they're doing this is it makes it tough for you to strike these guys out. And you know, they're putting the ball in play in the first couple pitches. If you can't get to 2 strikes with them, how are you going to strike them out? So he has one of those starts where against a team that uses, I think nowadays, a very unusual strategy. That's not about, you know, the walks have become extremely valued, and with walks, strikeouts have become a big part of the game. And I'm sure you'll agree with me that the you've seen that happen over the last 20 years, where walks and strikeouts have gone through the ceiling. And I think a lot of that is a hitting strategy, and that's what the Cubs are doing now. And so when you pitch against the Cubs, I don't think you're going to, even if you're a big power strikeout guy like Skeens, I don't think you're going to have one of your best strikeout days against them.
Spencer Horwitz, in the meantime, is working his way back to the majors. Last I checked, he was in Altoona limits. And the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Limits, you wanted to pipe in with a question.
Yeah, I'm curious what you're seeing, Bob, from David Bednar, one of the bright spots right now, because since he went down to AAA, it seems like he's a different Bednar, maybe not the 2-time All-Star that we've seen, but he's definitely getting himself back on the right track. Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't really see a big difference in his velocity. I think he's, and this is something that's kind of hard to put your finger on and tell you what it means. I have felt it myself. I know how it feels, but I don't know how to really describe it. And that is the confidence you have when you're out there on the mound. It's just a huge difference from going out there and having a sense of dread or having a sense of confidence. And I would imagine that is off the charts important for a guy that's usually pitching in the 9th inning with a small lead. So I think he got a little bit of that confidence back to where he's not going out there and the first thought in his mind is he hears that phone ring in the bullpen is, okay, you know, here we good. I hope I'm good today. I don't think he had those kind of thoughts over the last couple of years until recently. They got into his mind last year, and he's probably having a tough time getting rid of them. And, you know, maybe he did some soul searching mentally while he was down at AAA, and that's kind of helped with his whole approach now to get back to where he was. And also, and this might go hand in hand with a little of the confidence stuff, I think his command, his control, has been much better than in the last couple of games I've seen him than before. He was always, when people would ask me, you know, why is he such a good closer? I would say, well, he's got a kind of a, he got the good attitude to be a closer. Plus the combination of good stuff. I mean, not just outstanding wipe you out stuff, but good stuff and being able to throw it where he wants to 90% of the time. That's what's made him, you know, a really good closer. And I think the command, especially of the splitter and the curveball and even the fastball a little bit, started to leave him last year. And that might have been, you know, I've been talking about, well, he wasn't healthy, but it might have been, because this can happen, it might have been from lack of confidence. You get a little afraid of the bats. You get a little afraid of the strike zone. You want to get everybody out, you know, swinging at bad pitches. So so what's that do to you? Now you look up the scoreboard and it's like 2-0. Oh, now it's 3-1 because you're afraid to be aggressive in the strike zone because bad things are going to happen. And that kind of goes with the confidence thing.
Bob, I'll leave you with this one. O'Neill Cruz made a couple great catches in this series. But his defense aside, what I'm seeing, and I know he has struggled there at times as well, what I'm seeing at the plate is him perhaps fulfilling his potential. I'm seeing a budding star here. Every time I turn around, he's smashing the ball somewhere. Sometimes it gets caught, but you can't help that. He's on pace for a gigantic year, and he looks like a more selective and better hitter. I think he's taking a star turn here. Thoughts?
I agree. I'm seeing much better work in the outfield. You know, I think, and you're seeing like this. Just watching the game on TV, you're looking at the close-ups. I mean, he looks like there's a seriousness about him, which is something that I always wanted to see him carry out there. You got to have fun at this game. I mean, it's 6 months. It'll drive you crazy if you don't have fun while you're out there. But you also have to be really serious, too, about what you're doing. You have to, even when you're as talented as he is, you have to work at things. And the last couple of days, I've sat up there and looked out there watching batting practice, and he's out in center field, and he reminds me of what I used to watch with Gary Maddux when I was a young rookie and being out there and batting during batting practice, and I'd see Maddux, who was a Gold Glove winner, everybody considered the best center field of the game, and, you know, for about 10 minutes, he'd be out there power shagging. I mean, he'd just be reading balls off the bat, and this is a veteran Gold Glove, great center fielder, still working his rear end off day after day after day to at least stay where he was. He would inspect the grass. He would walk around and know where every single sprinkler outlet was out there. He would know exactly what the ball does off the wall when, you know, we were in not Veterans Stadium, but other visiting stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of seriousness that I see. I mean, he's been out there the 2 days in a row taking fly ball after fly ball live off the batting practice bats. That kind of reputation is what he needs to make better reads and be a better center fielder, and I see him doing it every day.
Bob, thank you for your time, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Joe, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Bob Walk.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Social media's biggest loser, Malzy, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you kindly. Mr. Hester.
I'm nervous because the Warriors at 9 o'clock, they basically quit the other night to set up a Game 6 against Houston at home. And if they don't win, they're in a heap of trouble going back to Houston. But you know what? Steph Curry rested at home in a closeout game. I like him, oh limitless wonder.
Me too. I think they get it done. A little surprised that they didn't win in Houston. I just think the Warriors are overall the better team, especially with Butler back. I think the Warriors will get the job done, Joe, and that you will not be sweating bullets late in the fourth quarter.
Man, I think I will either way. I'm looking at the 2022 NFL draft class. Aiden Hutchinson, they just put out a video, and he looks not only healthy again, but possessed. Mm. Man, Detroit's the team. Well, no, they're not. Philly's the team to beat. But Detroit, it's Detroit and Philly 1-2 in the AFC, in the NFC. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely would. You got to put the defending Super Bowl champs up there, but... I mean, again, I talked about how the Ben Johnson effect might be a factor for them. I'm curious how the Lions will look with that offense another year under their belt. How much motivation is it for them to just finally get over the hump after they got
Quarterback. I worry about the quarterback. I'm also looking at the fifth-year options from that class that were picked up and not picked up. Of course, Kenny Pickett was not picked up. Wasn't going to get picked up by the Steelers for sure. And the Browns didn't even know that they had to pick it up or not. One that didn't was the 16th pick in the draft, Jahan Dotson from Penn State.
Yeah.
I think he's been decent, right?
Yeah, I mean, that wide receiver core is great, just so deep. No, he's not worthy of picking up that number. That first-round option for
not
wide receiver
is a lot. Treylon Burks, terrible pick. It's fun and interesting to go back and look. You know what pick stands out? Maybe above all.
What's that?
The blasted Chiefs. They got two guys out of this. They got Trent McDuffie, the corner, and then they got George Karlaftis.
Yeah, the pass rusher from Purdue.
Yes, they and with pick number 30. And guess what?
What?
He's the only guy behind Aiden Hutchinson in sacks from that draft. It's great pick.
That's how you sustain dominance, sustain success, when you draft late in the draft and you can hit on him.
Who's the leading rusher from that draft, a limitless wonder, in terms of strictly yards?
I'm trying to think who was all in that draft. Was Pacheco in that draft in the fifth round?
Yeah, but he's not even close.
No.
James Cook was a great pick by the Bills.
Very good pick.
At 63, who leads in rushing touchdowns from that draft?
Not James Cook.
Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams from the Rams. He's really good.
Yes, he is really good.
I had him on my fantasy team.
Kenneth Walker III. Who leads in catches?
Wrong.
Garrett Wilson with 270.
If I only had who was in that draft up in front of me.
You've had time limits. 279. Who leads in receiving touchdowns?
Garrett
Wrong.
Wilson.
Drake London.
Mm.
George Pickens is, I think, fifth. Who leads in interceptions from that draft? Limits with 17. Wrong. Kirby Joseph for the Lions. He was a nice pick, wasn't he?
Very.
And of the sad sack quarterbacks in one of the worst quarterback drafts of all time. Now, this is easy. Who leads in touchdowns?
From that 2017 draft?
2017? I'm talking 2022 this whole time.
I know you were. I don't know why 2017 popped into my head.
Because that was the last time you played your clarinet.
Yeah, a little bit further back than that. 2022 draft.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
With 64.
It wasn't Kenny.
The greatest question is, other than Brock Purdy, who has been the second most productive quarterback from that draft?
Probably Malik Willis.
Wrong.
Now it would have been Pickett.
You're wrong.
No.
Sam Howell with 22 touchdowns. How about that?
Fascinating. He did have 1 year in Washington where he threw a bunch.
I know. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope I have a great weekend. We've got volleyball this weekend. I've got the Warriors. I hope I don't have to see a game 7. We've got all kinds of hockey happening. How about the Oilers advancing with 4 straight wins?
Yeah, I didn't expect that. I thought they were going to lose.
How about a game 7 ahead in Colorado? Not in Colorado, but the Avalanche playing in a game 7 should be very interesting.
That's the thing. Like, that series legitimately could have been the Western Conference Finals. Those two teams are, I think, two that can win the Stanley Cup.
Thank you, Limits.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you on Monday. I hope everyone has a great weekend.